This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Samuel Smith's Imperial Stout, Category 13F Imperial Stout. Classic example from the UK. A little different interpretation than some American ones. Taking a look at it, it's a... It looks black when you're looking at it, black and opaque. When you hold it up to a light, though, you can see through it. It's a very, 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 very dark brown. It's got a tan head. Head's fairly big with tiny bubbles. Retention looks pretty good. So I'll give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it. Mostly a variety of burnt and fruit aromatics. It's like treacle, tar, burnt currant, raisins. I get some alcohol. It's fairly estery, sort of dried fruit. Those roasty burnt qualities linger. I'm not really getting any chocolate, but I am getting some sort of really dark caramel notes as it warms. They also, the malts seem to have like a dark or burnt sugar character to them, while the esters have that dried fruit, sort of a mix of fruits. That's what Michael Jackson called burnt currant. You can definitely get that. The dark qualities, the burnt, roast, sugary aromatics are high. The esters are moderately high. There's moderate alcohol, maybe medium-low hops. Hops are really a background thing. It's fairly complex and rich. It's pretty interesting. It's certainly more of it in the English style, since I'm not getting a whole lot of chocolate being played up. Mostly I'm getting these dark sugary and caramely notes, all with a really strong roasted edge. So I'm going to give it an 11 for aroma. Tasting it, burnt flavors dominate with the dark sugar and dark dried fruit ester. Bitterness is probably medium-low hop flavor. Some alcohol's there. Really, the flavor profile to me says tarry, dark molasses, or treacle. Dried or burnt currants, raisins. The finish is fairly dry, but the palate is, I don't know, sort of watery. It's not quite as full as it flows across the tongue as I would expect, which tends to let those roasted, burnt flavors linger into the aftertaste without a lot of balance. That sort of dark, caramely sugar flavors also in the aftertaste. I'm not too happy with that, the palate being, having that sort of watery impression and the burnt qualities being a little unsupported. It's definitely more of the UK balance, since it's not as bitter and the hops are restrained. But the burnt flavors are sort of poking through a little bit too much. Maybe that would calm down with additional aging. It's hard to tell how old this one is. But right now, I would give that a 15 for flavor. Mouthfeel. Tastes to be medium full. Seems a little light. Medium-high carbonation. It is fairly smooth. I do get quite a bit of warming out of it. Plus, sort of a moderate roasted astringency. You can deal with some roasty astringency in the style. It's getting to the point where it's starting to be distracting, and it's not quite harsh yet, but it's a little unbalanced. There was a little bit more body there, a little fuller finish, then that would be better supported. So I'll give it a 4 for mouthfeel. So overall, the burnt qualities dominate, along with the burnt sugar, dried fruit. The palate seems watery. The alcohol hasn't smoothed out yet, so it could be a touch young. I do like the esters and the caramely flavors. No chocolates there. So I would try cellaring that longer and see if the burnt qualities smooth out a little. But I'm not sure that would help the sort of the palate and the finish. So as it stands, I would give that a 7 overall for a total score of 40. It's a decent score. Certainly a sort of a classic UK interpretation. I seem to remember having better examples of it in the past. So not sure if they've changed it or if this one just happens to be on the young side or something. But I remember it being better, so I would score it appropriately. Yeah, it's still clearly an Imperial Stout. There aren't many interpretations today that take it this direction with the sort of English quality. Most of the time when you have them, they'll have more hops in it, or they'll have other roasted flavors and not these particular ones. The kind of flavors you're getting out of it are a little bit unique to Samuel Smith's for the commercial ones that I've tasted. So keep that in mind. Again, it's a fairly broad style that can have almost any sort of flavor in it, and not all flavors mixed together make sense. So you have to allow for some interpretation on behalf of the brewer, and this is one direction. You have to allow for an English take on an Imperial Stout. But I think it could be done with a touch better. So if it had some more body and something else to balance the roast a little better, it would have scored higher. So that's why it scored where it did. But it is a classic. So that's the Samuel Smith's Imperial Stout, judged as a Category 13F Russian Imperial Stout.